Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the show. We began today's show playing audio from Jeff Saturday. He was asked if he thinks the Chiefs are going to make the postseason. Now, I think the Chiefs are going to make the postseason. I think things steady out a little bit as they get Rashee Rice. I also don't think the Chiefs are going winless in one-score games the way that they have so far this season. And I think regression is going to happen on both sides. Last year, I think it's safe to say that the Chiefs probably played over their skis a little bit in the regular season. And if you go 11-0 in one-score coin flip kind of games, eventually things swing back towards the other side. So far this season, they are 0-3 in those games. I don't think the Chiefs are going 0-7 this season in one-score games. I think they're too good on offense, or at least developing into a team that's pretty capable on offense. I think they're too good on defense for the most part. They're too well coached. They're too proven. Things will even themselves out a little bit. I am taking a look right now with the AFC and trying to make sense of this thing. Well, right now, not a lot really seems to be clear. Like, if you were looking at the teams right now, Rob, that lead their division, I would say three of the teams, I would say in general, the public does not believe in. The public doesn't believe in the Indianapolis Colts, and I certainly get it. Their quarterback is Daniel Jones. The public doesn't believe in the Pittsburgh Steelers. The public also doesn't believe in the Los Angeles Chargers. At least right now, as we are about a third of the way so far through the NFL regular season, there really aren't a lot of things that you can say pretty definitively at this point. And maybe it is an overreaction to what we just saw this past weekend in the National Football League that kind of flipped things upside down. But a majority of the teams that we thought were going to be the heavyweight teams in the league, they're not as good as we thought they were going to be. Green Bay was off to a great start, handled the Lions. Last two games for them, very, very shaky. They lost to the Cleveland Browns and then tied the Dallas Cowboys. The Ravens are 1-4 right now, and it doesn't look like they're going to have Lamar Jackson for their game. The Chiefs are off to a little bit of a slow start. Philadelphia, even though they're 4-1, I don't think that many people have been impressed with them and how they've looked so far. A lot of the returning heavyweight teams that you were expecting to kind of carry and dominate the league, they don't really look the part right now. And as the young upstart teams or the new fresh teams and the turnover of the league is happening, I think we're all trying to figure out right now who's good and who's not, who's a contender and who's a pretender.
I think, I don't know if this is good or bad news for the Chiefs. I think in years past, especially in Kansas City, we've noticed there is a class of, oh, those are Super Bowl teams. And that class still exists, but usually that class was carrying 4, 5, 6 teams at some point. Like, at this point last year, the Chiefs were in this group. The Bills were in this group. The Eagles had started to separate themselves and show they are part of this group. The Lions were in this group at this point last season, at this juncture in time. Like, that's 4 teams. I don't think that grouping this year has 4 teams. Now, the group below, it's kind of what we've talked about throughout the week. There's a group of teams in the AFC and the NFL that you can just poke holes in their resume, and we're basically at the quarter pole pretty easy. And for the first time since, I guess, 2021, when the Chiefs started 3-4, the Chiefs are part of that middle pack, and that's why I think it's murky. I don't think there's some turnover and the new young guns are taking over the divisions, but people have questions about the Jags. Well, they're 4-1, but their questions are the schedule game and their quarterback. I just watched the Jags.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They're fair questions. You mentioned the Colts. A lot of the same questions exist for the Colts when we play the schedule game of them. The Steelers, it's not the schedule game. It's not a quarterback we don't know, but he's 41 years old. How much of that is real? The Chargers, some people are questioning the Chargers, which I think is somewhat fair considering they're starting to take on a lot of water with their health. Like, I mean, look at, they've lost Hampton, they've lost Najee Harris, like, they are starting to take on water with their health, which always seems to happen to the Chargers. Like, I think there's just a lot of teams in the league this year that are part of that. We call it the wash. There's so many teams in that grouping. And I think in a fun way for fans, we don't know what the Super Bowl will look like, but it's good for Chiefs fans because they're in that grouping. But it's bad because usually the Chiefs are in the grouping of you feel like you know what they are at this point. And I don't know if anyone knows they are at this point.
Let me ask you this, and I understand that we are a long way away from this. Do you think that the AFC is kind of capable of a random quarterback? Because we've gotten those in the NFC. Like Nick Foles started in a Super Bowl. Rex Grossman started in a Super Bowl. It doesn't really feel like we've had that quarterback in the AFC probably since 2012, where I think you would say that just, hey, just one of those years that you can't really explain. Joe Flacco and the Baltimore Ravens. No one looked at Flacco like he was one of the better quarterbacks. I mean, Peyton Manning's in the league at this time. Tom Brady is in the league at this time. The AFC, Ben Roethlisberger's in the AFC at this time, and it's pretty established. The Ravens, they go on the road, you remember. They beat the Broncos on the road with the long touchdown pass, and the Ravens end up going to and winning the Super Bowl this year. We talk about the AFC so much and the quarterbacks at the top for good measure. You got Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, all of those things. Well, Lamar's hurt right now. Joe Burrow's out for the remainder of the season. So at least the dominance that we expected at quarterback in the AFC has shifted so far in the first quarter of the season or so. Do you think that the AFC is capable of having one of those teams that just randomly pop up in the one year? Because that would be the Indianapolis Colts. That would be the Broncos. That would be the Jacksonville Jaguars, a team that was not on anybody's Super Bowl radar at the very beginning of the season that just exceeded all of their expectations. We look up and it's the second Sunday in February and we're like, wait, hold on. How did the Indianapolis Colts make it to the Super Bowl? They've had those teams in the NFC. It's been a while since that team has existed in the AFC.
I think it's 100% possible because I feel like those random quarterbacks have been on the doorstep a bunch. And I know we talk about, you know, eventually you break through. We talked about it with, you know, Josh Allen, all these things. Maybe the answer to breaking through is a random quarterback. Because if I go through all the AFC title games, it's not like every AFC title game in the history ever is Manning and Brady and Allen and Mahomes.
You got a lot of Blake Bortles and Ryan Tannehill, for sure.
A lot of Blake Bortles and Ryan Tannehill.
Those guys always end up losing in the AFC championship 100%. Game, though.
But now I think this season there are more of those random quarterbacks because Allen Mahomes, check and check. We don't know that Jackson's going to make the playoffs. He's not healthy. We don't think Burrow's going to make the playoffs. He's not healthy. The rest of the landscape is kind of that hodgepodge of randomness.
Like, you're right, because then looking at it, to kind of further your point, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is 41 years old. Trevor Lawrence has never really competed at this level for a reason to think that you could do it. Bo Nix is in his second season. Drake May shows some promise, but I don't know if that Patriots roster is ready to make a move. You're right. Like, now that you've cut the quarterback power in half, it feels like, where you had a big four, now it's a big two. I mean, who's the third best quarterback right now in the AFC? If I asked you right now, playing this upcoming Sunday, who do you think is the third best quarterback in the AFC behind Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen?
I I mean, it's crazy to say this.
The answer might be Daniel Jones.
I mean, as far as playing the best, yeah, it's Daniel Jones. Like, which, if you have him at three and he's a division leader, he would be in this hodgepodge of random conversation. So I think the fact that those other group, the miscellaneous, the, you know, close but no cigar group, has so many people in it, and there's so many of those types of teams in the AFC. Maybe it's not Josh Allen who breaks through and eventually topples Mahomes 1 year. Maybe it is a random player like Daniel Jones, who I was listening to one of the shows this morning. I think it was Get Up. Maybe it was First Take. Lewis Riddick was saying he might be an MVP candidate, which just boggles my mind, but, and it's wrong. But
I'm not putting Daniel Jones in the MVP conversation before we get to Christmas time.
If they gave out the award in week five, he would probably be the week five MVP.
Like, I think it actually would be Baker Mayfield if I had to pick. Yeah, I thought I'd have over Baker right now. Yeah.
But my point is, like, if he's playing the best, he could randomly do it. He has playoff success. He has a pedigree. I mean, I think that might be the answer. There's a lot of randos in the quarterback category in the AFC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.